بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فانكحوا ما طاب لكم من النساء مثنى وثلاث ورباع. مثلا was discussed of a man having permitted the men to marry two, three or four wives. One or two or three or four wives. Here another question that is discussed also, that when men are allowed to have four wives, then why aren't women allowed to have four husbands? That is also a question, though it does not make sense at all. But Allah reward the Mufassirin, they have replied to that also. And that is that various reasons are given. One major answer to that is that if a woman has got four husbands, and when the children are born, then whose child is it? Which husband's child is it? You cannot establish the nasab, the lineage. And from there, many other matters also come into jeopardy and difficulty. The inheritance of the child, who is responsible for the child, which father, because you can't establish the father if there are four husbands the woman has got. Also, another explanation is given that a man, especially in his new marriage, he wants to have his sexual satisfaction every time. So if a woman has got four husbands and each one wants sexual satisfaction, what else will the woman do? The whole day they will be just having them. And also a man is such by nature, when he's hungry he becomes very angry. And when he has his sexual appetite and he does not get it, also he becomes very angry. And then he shows it out in different things. But actually it is because he's hungry, either in his stomach or sexually. Now if there are four husbands and they are using that woman, what will happen? How can he satisfy himself? This is a thing that in no culture, no religion is it that you have that a woman has more than one husband. And only one group of the Hindus have this, that for a number of brothers they will marry one woman and they will all share her, which is worse than animalism also. But unfortunately that prevails in that one group of the Hindu people. Another major thing is that, for example, the fact of the matter is that when a husband passes away or a woman gets divorced, then her iddah period is 3 months in the case of divorce and 4 months and 10 days in case of the husband having passed away. Now, why has this time been stipulated? There's this waiting period which we call iddat. One, it is what normally we feel, the right of the husband and the mourning of the husband. But more than that it is, and now this has been proved scientifically also, that the semen which goes into the woman, the effect of it remains there for a period when it is for 3 months or 4 months and 10 days. Now if another man's semen comes into that woman during that period, that is the cause of AIDS. So if a woman has sex with different men, and that is the big problem with prostitution also, that a woman has sex with different men, and when the semen of the previous man, the effect of it is still there in her vagina, then this causes the illness of AIDS and HIV and all these type of sicknesses. And this gets cleared up in the case of a divorce, for in 3 months that effect is gone. Now if that woman marries somebody else, he won't get AIDS or HIV. And in the case of a husband passing away, then because of the psychological effect on the woman, then it takes 4 months and 10 days for that effect to go away. Therefore Sharia has prescribed this period that you don't get that HIV and you don't get AIDS. But so a woman, if she sleeps with different man in that period, then this disease of AIDS spread. Whereas if a man has four wives or he has an innumerable number of slave women and they don't sleep with any other man, only with this one man, then there is no question of AIDS whatsoever. No question of HIV. The question arises when the woman sleeps with other men, then this causes it. So for a woman to have various husbands is not practical in any way whatsoever. Also, by nature, and in all the cultures of the world, no matter as much as feminists are making effort and promoting the feminism, but man has always been regarded as the ruler in the family. And one ruler can have many subjects that he's ruling over. But one subject has got many rulers. One ruler can have many people under him. But the people under him, if they have various rulers, then how does that person manage his thing? A person, a boss, can have 10, 100, 500 workers under him. But if a worker has got two bosses over him, then who does he listen to? Whose work does he do? So if a woman has got two, four husbands, then who must she listen to? The one husband will command her with this, and another husband will command her with something else. Who must she listen to? It's impossible. But if a man has four wives, he gives them different instructions, and they do what they are supposed to do. So therefore, there is no question of a woman having more than one husband. And it is totally illogical also. No other culture, no other religion has permitted this. And consequently, of course, in Islam also it is not permitted. So Allah Ta'ala give us to appreciate this beautiful deen, a perfect balanced deen which Allah Ta'ala has given us. May we appreciate it and make shukr. And the shukr is that we practice upon our deen properly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.